Hi, this is Heather Ashimara, and this is a visualization to help us to rewire our relationship with our sexuality. You'll need about 10 minutes, and make sure that you're not going to be interrupted and that your physical body is comfortable. So go ahead and close your eyes. And start by putting one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly. Taking a breath into your body. And as you exhale, let go of the rest of your day. And as you inhale, come more and more present into this moment and this time. Beautiful. You can let your hands come down to your lap now. And I want you to use your imagination. And to go back in time and imagine yourself as a little child, but that your life is going to be completely different because you're now a child in a world that honors and respects and celebrates sexuality. So imagine what it would have been like if you were raised in a family and in a society that honored sexuality. Imagine as a child, as you started to explore your sexuality, to be curious about your body, that there was no shame, that there was actually encouragement and love and the sense of, well, of course, your body is sacred. It's your body, and your body is for pleasure. And imagine that as you start to interact with other children, and maybe you start to run some sexual experiments as you get older, that there's a complete openness, and that you know that you can explore, that you're safe, and you feel deeply that your body is a temple, and that your sexuality is sacred. Imagine what it would be like to feel safe in your body and to be safe with your sexuality, to explore how you want to explore. And imagine as you go through puberty that your family, that your peers, that your community educates you and teaches you and shares about the power, the importance of honoring your sexuality, and also how your sexual force is your creativity. And so you know that that life force that you feel building inside of you is for you and is deeply linked to your creations in the world, to your art, to your creativity, to your joy. And that you have absolute permission to have pleasure. The pleasure of beautiful clothing, the pleasure of smells and tastes and touch. And that you also are taught that you don't have to be sexual if you don't want to. That that's your choice. And you're encouraged to share your sexuality in places where it's met completely. You're encouraged to really look for the right partner that can hold you as sacred and that will explore with you. And imagine that the first time that you find a sexual partner that you're really ready to go deep with, that there's no hiding, that there's no pretending it's not happening, that there's no sense of shaming, or that any sense that it's wrong, that there's a celebration from the community, a yes, we honor you, and this is natural, and that you're able to set the pace of the experience. You're able to ask for what you want. You're able to explore. That you own your sexuality completely as yours. And that you allow yourself to receive, to be held, to open. And you're also willing and excited and curious to explore your partner's body, to find out what brings them pleasure, what they like, to ask questions. And you know at any time that you can go to your parents or your grandparents or aunts or uncles, if you have any questions, if you're not sure about something, if you want to get more information, that they're all available to you. That they listen to you, that they share their experiences, that they even send you to other people that may have more information. So there's no lack of resources to learn about sexuality. And that you're taught how to hold it for yourself, that you never have to give it away, that you're always at choice. And you're also taught how to use this powerful energy within you and to direct it to the projects, the places that you want to put your creativity. So you're taught how to direct it to your art, your writing, your creations, whatever that is, whatever those are. Imagine growing up now into an adult with that deep connection to your sexual power. And that you allow yourself to receive pleasure in all the little ways in your life. By the smells and colors and tastes around you. That you know how to breathe in more energy through your sacral chakra, through this vital energy center low in your body, and to bring it into different areas of your being for healing, for focus, for clarity. That you honor your sexual integrity and your sexual sovereignty. And that everyone around you also honors your sacred sexuality. And that there's no split between spirit and sex. You know that they are the same. So taking a full breath into your body and bring this feeling sense of the sacredness of your sexuality, of what it feels like to be completely supported, and breathe it into your body here. Filling up your body with that sense of safety, that sense of sacredness, that sense of sovereignty. Breathing it into your full body. And imagining that you can ground it here. And gently wiggling your fingers, wiggling your toes, go ahead and open your eyes. Take another couple breaths into your body and just feel what feels different inside. Beautiful. And just know that you can always go back and explore this visualization to anchor it more and more into your body of what it would be like to have been held in a sacred way with your sexuality and your creativity. And it may take some time to rewind the old patterns, the old behaviors, the old learnings, but this is a good way to start. To give yourself the spaciousness to know that it could have been different. If we were in a different culture, we would have a different relationship with sexuality. So give yourself that gift of feeling in your body. What would that have been like? Because that's your natural state. And you deserve to come back into your sexual integrity and your sexual sovereignty here and now, regardless of what happened to you in the past. You can use your imagination to rewire yourself in a new way, from a place of sacredness and respect and honor. Blessings to you.